KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If a meticulously crafted drama is what you're after, you'll probably want to pass on Come On, Come On. If you're up for going with the flow of an unusual road movie, this new film by Mike Mills may be just the ticket. Literally so, it's playing in select theaters. Joaquin Phoenix plays a closed-off radio journalist named Johnny. He reopens himself in the course of a trip as he tries to cope with the comical whims and exasperating moods of his 9-year-old nephew, Jesse. Phoenix is extraordinary in the role, and Woody Norman, who plays Jesse, is flat-out wonderful. The kid is whip-smart, startlingly articulate, and blissfully funny, but he's all over the place in an unsettling way that defies description. The film leaves a lot unspoken or unspecified, but it's fundamentally serious, the underlying question being whether Jesse may have inherited mental illness from his clinically disturbed father. Come On, Come On is also joyous and mysteriously hopeful in its embrace of life's wackiness and sweetness. The reason for the trip is straightforward. The boy's mother and Johnny's sister, Viv, she's played by Gabby Hoffman, needs childcare support while she's out of town helping her estranged husband and Jesse's father through his latest episode of what seems to be a bipolar disorder or something worse. Johnny makes himself available, but he can't take time off from his work, so he goes around the country with his nephew in tow, interviewing young people for something that resembles an NPR special. He always starts by asking them what they think about the future. Jesse is spoiled and a wizard at manipulation. His uncle knows it and even enjoys it. Both of them enjoy, up to a point, an intricate struggle that keeps them connected and occasionally apoplectic. What Johnny finds frightening is the ease with which his nephew slips into a fantasy world where he's an orphan surrounded by dead children. Is Jesse on some sort of spectrum, or is he perched on a cliff? Whatever the case, the tone turns dark whenever these fantasies surface, and the story becomes one of a rescuer with steely resolve but inadequate gear trying to pull a child back from the brink of chaos. Come On, Come On can seem chaotic in its own right. Mike Mills is interested in many things, but not in conventional narrative. Yet everything shifts and eventually merges in a synthesis that includes Jesse, Johnny, and the kids who speak their minds and pour out their hearts into Johnny's microphone. None of them knows what the future may bring, and many of them find reason to fear it. In the turbulent present, though, they, like this lovely movie, choose to celebrate the pleasure of being alive. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.